Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my listeners and those in the archives and live in the switchboard, and those that are listening via internet live to Prophetic Miracle Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all on this joyous and wonderful Veterans Day. If you need to get in contact with me via social network, you may do so at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. Also, if you want to reach me at the ministry Gmail, you may do so at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. Or if you want to call into the show to receive your prophecy, to receive again, if you would like a call into the show to receive your prophecy, you may do so by dialing area code 347-884-9664. So once again, God bless you all, and just thank you for tuning in live and those that were coming and tuning live with me. What I would like to do now at this hour, I want to go back. I know back in the month of October, I was talking about faith, obedience, and sacrifice. That is faith, obedience, and sacrifice. Now, I know in Genesis chapter 22, and I'm not going to read it today, but you can do it on your own leisure time. In Genesis chapter 22, it tells the story that I spoke about Abraham and the test the Lord put him through. Now, according to scriptures, Abraham was one of the godliest people who ever lived. He was willing to do whatever it took to please God. And I recall talking about how sometimes God puts us through the fire in order to test our love and devotion to him. So God had told Abraham to take Isaac, his son of promise, whom he loved dearly, and to offer him up to the Lord. Now, wow, now that is some serious stuff. The Lord told Abraham to take his only son and to sacrifice him at the altar. Now, the next verse in Genesis chapter 22, go further down, it tells us that Abraham arose early to fulfill the instruction that the Lord had given him. Now, I'm sure that he was at least bit excited about doing what the Lord had told him to do. He certainly was not jumping up early because he couldn't wait to sacrifice his son. Process was undoubtedly one of the great pains and suffering he was dreading what the Lord was asking him to do. He rose early to fulfill the plan of the Lord. But he came to the Lord's work. Abraham did what the Lord commanded, and what he did with his expedite experience that the Lord was telling Abraham, now you got to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. It kind of like make me just think about me getting giving up something as a sacrifice unto the Lord. And sometimes you can think of your most valuable thing that you've been holding on, something you know you wouldn't give up for nobody. You love the Lord, but you're not ready to give that up. Well, Abraham had went to the mountain that the Lord had specified and told his servant to wait at the foot of the mountain. And he said to him, stay there, and I'll let him go yonder, and you will worship and return to you. I want to pause right there in regards to faith, obedience, and sacrifice. We all have been in a position where we have to give up something in order to do something. And I could imagine that, I thought we had a caller, but I think they disconnect. But well, let me go back to this, that Abraham, I can imagine what possibly was going through Abraham's mind concerning his son. You know, God asked you to worship him by offering up Isaac, killing him. How can you say that you will both return? You must know something that we don't know, because from our point of view, we are a little confused. Abraham wasn't confused. He trusted in the promise of God. You see, one chapter earlier, God had said to Abraham that through Isaac, your descendants shall be named. The Lord had made a promise to Abraham that Isaac would be the door to the future for Abraham. And since that promise had already been made, Abraham could rest and assure that God had something up his sleeve. All Abraham knew was what the Lord had promised him. Was he willing to give up the nickel for the dime to the Lord had waiting? I'm sure he thought that just maybe he heard the Lord wrongly. Surely the Lord didn't mean his son Isaac, whom he loved dearly. Suddenly, there was something else that the Lord meant. However, Abraham was willing to do what the Lord had told him to do. How about you? And what about you? As I say, are you willing to sacrifice those things that we love for the sake of Christ Jesus? I can think of many things that I'm not sure I'm willing to wholly give up to devote to God. I'm just keeping it real. Abraham was truly a faithful man. Abraham so trusted the Lord that he not only talked about the sacrifice that he intended to make for the Lord, but he was already actually willing to go through with it. My God. And it just makes me just think about us on this hour. And I'm not passing any judgment, but how faithful and how obedient, and are we willing to make a sacrifice? Are we willing to give up what means the most to us? Are we willing to say, okay, Lord, here it is. I'm giving it all up. I'm giving it to you. Abraham had trusted God. He believed that if God said to do something, or if God had a promise for him, he knew that it would come to pass. And he knew that God was a God of his word. Abraham didn't seem to have that problem, although what the Lord had asked him to do was very hard. He did it more than he did it more than talk. He stretched out his hands and took the knife to slay his son. In verse 10, you can read. It was not until he was actually in the process of slaying his son and offering a sacrifice to God, the angel of the Lord called him from heaven in verse 11. You see, God wanted to wait to see Abraham's true level of obedience. And I'm just going to pause right there, and I'm going to open up the phone line for area code 910 if you would like to receive your prophecy. God bless you, area code 910.
Yes, hello. My name is Margaret. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Is there anything particular you would like to ask me regarding whatever is happening around you?
Yes. I just want direction, clarity.
And what particular area of your life? Because I'm seeing that you needed more than one place.
I know finances and marriage.
Okay. Let's just hold to the marriage part. What connection does North Carolina have with you?
I'm from North Carolina, in New York, visiting.
You know, the Lord gave me something prior, and I'm pausing, and I don't want you to think that I'm not listening to what you're saying. But the Lord gave me something prior to coming on live, and it was in regards to relationship. And he gave me these two words, relationship, regroup. And what I want to say to you tonight is that I want you to sit down with your husband, if you can, without arguing or without fighting verbally or whatever it may be, maybe throwing a cup or whatever it may be. But if you can quietly sit down with your husband and talk things over and regroup yourself over, your marriage can have a chance to become greater than what it is today. Do you think that's possible?
I feel like it's possible if we talk things out. It's been a while since we talked.
Right, and I see where also, you know, I mean, I have to say it, you know, it's almost like to where you just somewhat given up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. You can't be married and there's no communication. When communication is gone, that's a big sign that something is wrong. And you'll never know what it is if you all can't sit down and talk. Do you still live together?
We're separated right now.
Mm-hmm. How long you guys been separated?
For some time now.
When you say some time, would it be fair to say 5 years?
How many?
5 years.
About that long, yes.
Oh, God.
It's been some years.
Oh, God. Are you in the church? Are you saved?
Yeah. Yes.
You are? Are you active in the church now?
Not as much as I have been.
Why?
It was a little something that happened at my church, and
okay.
I quit going for a while, and then I went back, and I was in line to get ordained, and
right.
Something happened with me, and it was really petty, and I thought maybe we could sit down and talk about it, you know, with the pastor.
Right.
But then it kind of got blew out of proportion. And I quit going for a little bit and for a while, and then I went back.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. I actually started taking calls and giving prophecies. Your situation is so great. So there's certain things that I can't even say live on the air. Anytime it gets to a point like that, I always give my listeners, and actually you're the first one, I give you the option of speaking with me privately off the air, because I'm going to tell you something. Not only you are torn from this, but you have no strength. I see you very weak in your spirit. Yeah. Weak in your thoughts, weak in your faith. There's a lot of things that is really holding you back. Now, you have an option of choice. Now, take a pen. Let me give you my ministry Gmail, and I have your number. Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
It's prophetic. miracleministries@gmail.com, and that's just to let me know that you talk to me on Blog Talk Radio Show, and I want to speak with you privately, one-on-one, and I'll speak a little further more about it through the email. What I am going to do for you right now, I'm actually going to be you right now, and we are going to talk more because it's not so great. And I think you already know that.
Okay.
Lord Father, yes. Lord Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask you right now to touch this call of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father. Father, I ask you to move upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to give her the strength, God, that she needs back into her spirit, God, the strength of you, God, in her life, the strength of you, God, even in a marriage. Father, I ask you tonight, God, to be a comforter for her tonight, God. Wrap your arms around her, God. Keep and cover her in your blood right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to walk with her tonight, God. Even bless those that connected are to her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, you know all about the situation, God, and as you lead me to speak further to her, God, Father, I want to be a blessing to our heart and soul right now in the name of Jesus. Father, take the pain away, God. Let the healing process begin tonight, God, because it wasn't by accident, God, she called into the show. But, Father, it was by your divine will, Father, that you wanted her to get connected to me, Father. So, Father, I shift the wind in her direction. Let it blow on her, God. Let it blow on her, God. Let it blow on her, God. In the name of Jesus, let it blow on her. Yes, Lord God, it's blowing on her, God. It is your spirit, God. We thank you tonight, God. Let it blow on her, God. You have not forgotten about her. You love her unconditionally. And, Father, I thank you. And, Father, I give you all the honor and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank God. What I will be doing, it's okay. It's okay if you're crying. That's okay. That's all right. It's God moving in you. And I know you know about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to look for that email tonight. And what I'm going to try to do tonight to set up an appointment to speak to you again. Okay? Is it safe to call you back from this number that you're dialing
yes,
from?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'll give you more details and we can talk more further. If you want to stay and listen to the rest of the broadcast, you're more than willing. If you feel that you have to hang up, it's okay. But just make sure you email me at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, you're going to hear from me. And be strong.
Okay.
Be strong.
Okay.
Yes, you're welcome. Be strong. God bless you.
God bless.
You too. Yes, yes. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Yes, yes, yes. God is so good. I tell you, I thank the Lord prior to our sister coming on. I was actually talking about faith, obedience, and sacrifice. And I was talking about Abraham and, you know, depending how many calls in the queue, speak about different things. But I just want to say that God even told me tonight, you know, if anybody called in, that it was going to be, you know, in regards, the bigger picture was going to be in regards to relationships. And, you know, it's all about helping one another, you know. I just cannot say that, I mean, I just wish that I can save the whole world, you know, but unfortunately I can't. But those that whom God has sent, you know, I'm going to give them everything they need to get back on their feet, everything that they need to get back to the house of the Lord. But I want to say this. God wanted to wait to see Abraham's true level of obedience before he sent his deliverance and blessings. He had to wait until that crucial moment between obedience and disobedience to determine whether or not Abraham was for real. Let me just say something to you. We deal with an awesome God. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. And I'm just happy that God has created me to be a true vessel. God said he loves the backsliders and he loves the sinner. And there's so much that takes place in church, and we've all been wounded. We've all been hurt by something. And nevertheless, whatever it is, it should never be to the point that whatever happened in the church affects someone's spiritual growth. And this is where I like to come in at, because no matter the situation, God still loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves my sister that's on the line with us tonight. This is no hocus pocus. You know, people sometimes call in and they, I want a word. I need to hear a word. It's deeper than that. It is the voice of God that speaks through his prophet. It's more than a word. It's actually a revelation. And people do not grasp that. People come and they go when they feel like it. But we have to be focused and we have to be determined, even as Abraham was. And I want to leave you all with this tonight. And in fact, I got 4 more minutes. I'm going to close out early tonight because I want to make sure I get to this sister that I spoke to tonight. And it's just your night. It's your night. God, stop everybody to put you in tonight, and I'm grateful for that. Love who you are love what you will become. Love the hand of God that is over your life and that controls you. If you can't love yourself, whom will you love? Love yourself tonight. And as you're loving yourself, love the Lord tonight. And all you have to say is, Lord, I need you tonight. I need you tonight. And don't you know God will step in and he will rest with you tonight? He'll take those tears away. Let me tell you this. The greatest thing you love the most can be destroyed by a jealous heart. That could be a sister, a brother, a saint, a brethren, you name it. So sometimes when God blesses you with something, your mouth closed. And praise him and thank him for it. Don't tell the world. Everybody's not going to be happy as you're going to be. Remember those words. And know that I love you. And God loves you too. I'm here every Sunday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. And I thank God for the one soul, his son, to call in and made the lines clear just for you. I love you. And as I say, to get in contact with me, you can email me at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. And also look for me on Facebook at facebook.com/Ellen Bynum Page, lowercase i. How strong is your faith? How willing are you to be obedient? And where is your sacrifice? From my heart to your heart, I love you, and God bless you all. And thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I'll see you all on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all.